Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Rosh Hashanah Daf Zayin. We are starting Vav Amud Beis about 4 lines off at the bottom with the words Amar Rabbi Yosa. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Bas Biyaka Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Gemara just prior to this had quoted a Mishnah from Bechayres delineating different times from Meister Behema at Stage Sheets Chachamim. That's from the beginning of Tishrei all the way till the 29th of the next El. That's an entire year. And then there's Granos of Meister Behema, which 3 times throughout the year is when a person should actually bring their animals together and separate them and designate the animals as such. So now Amar Rabbi Yosa, says this Mishnah tells us Meister Behema loy asoisai like chanat v'like shlesh. The Chachamim did not make Meister Behema like chanat or like shlesh. What's that referring to? So the Meister of fruit, as we're going to be seeing later on today, is based off of when the chanata was, when the flowering or the emergence of the fruit took place, not when it actually ripened. And with other things such as grain, it goes bus or shlesh when it reached a third of its growth. And so we see the Meister Behema doesn't go with either of these. Why? Because in Tamer Kachanat, if you want to say the Meister Behema follows this concept of chanata, flowering or sprouting or emergence, well, in this thing, the Mishnah should really have taught kol ha-me'ubarim ma'aser m'tisha be'elul, any animal that became pregnant from the 29th of Elul, not if it gave birth, but if it became pregnant, because pregnancy by an animal is like chanata of a fruit, and it didn't say that. And also in Tamar Kishlish, if you want to say the Meister Behema is compared to a shlish growing a third, well, Zayinam would alpha on top, nisni, then the Mishnah should have taught kol ha-noyladin ad esimu shnayim bay, any new animal that was born up until the 22nd of Elul, that's Meister Behema. And why so? Because a shlish is when the produce can technically be eaten, and that's why it would be chayv and Meister then. With animals, this would translate to those born by the 22nd of Elul, because actually they're only able to be eaten 8 days later. There's a pasuk that tells us umiyayim hashmini v'hala yiratze, that only from the 8th day and on of the animal's life is it allowed to be brought as a karbon. So that's when it's ra'i. So once again, if Meister Behema was like a shlish, then only animals born until the 22nd of Elul are in the same group because they turn 8 days later by Tishrei, and the Mishnah didn't say that either. So it must be that Meister Behema has nothing to do with the way we determine Meister of fruits or grain. However, Shammai says b'shem Rabban Bar Chiya kishlish asu aysai. Actually, the Mishnah is like shlish; it is being compared to that. Kirib Shimon, that's like Shitas Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon Amar, Shimon says mechusar zman nichas l'dilas aser, that even those animals mechusar zman, it was born after the 22nd of Elul, so that means that it's not going to be able to be brought as a karbon by the 1st of Tishrei because not 8 days old yet. So it's mechusar zman; it's premature; it's lacking this time. Nonetheless, we could still put it into the deer, into the pen, and it could be part of the meiser designation, as that's what the Mishnah said. The 29th of Elul. And it's still kishlish. However, come Rav Manan and Rav Shammai. Rav Manan encountered Rav Shammai, and Amrle, he asked him, "At Amrit Hadam Milsa, you really said this?" Amrle, so Rav Manan responded, "And yeah, I did say it." So Amrle, Rav Manan asked Rav Shammai, "Vahatanina, and we have a mission that says, Benazeh Amr Benazeh tells us, we learned this yesterday, Hoyluliyim Misasim Bifne Atzman, that any animals born in Elul, they're in their own separate category. They're not like the ones born before Elul or after Elul. Now, Loy Afilu Noilat Ad Asim Tisha Be'elul, doesn't Shitas Benazeh include any animal that was born throughout all of Elul, even including the 29th of Elul? And then that means that Ischamemar ben Azeh Krib Shimon? Does that mean that ben Azeh holds like Krib Shimon? Rib Shimon is a Das Yachid, and it doesn't make sense that ben Azeh is going like Rib Shimon. So you say his Mishnah is Kishlish, it's just going like Shitas Rib Shimon. That doesn't make sense. So he answers, Loi, actually it's not so. Krabbanon hu, this is going like the Rabbanon. How so? Kemada at Omar al Rabbanon, just like you say in Shitas Rabbanon, Manichan Uma Asun Lashana Haba, that we leave them and take Maser off of them the next year. However, Vahin Mis Asrin in Bine Shinasan, they're grouped together with those of their year. We'll explain this in a moment. Can out Amar al Ben Azai, you say the same thing as Shitas Ben Azai. Menichon Lagarin Haba, you live in for next Garen, Vehin Mis Asan al Bnei Elul. They're still grouped together with those of Elul. In other words, even though according to the Rabbanon, Mechusri Zman are not allowed to be part of the actual process of separating Meister Behema because they're too young and they can't be brought as a karbon, they're still part of their year. That's their category. In other words, animals born the last few days of the year need to wait until they're 8 days old in order to physically be part of the whole process of Meister Behema, but when they actually do reach that age, they're grouped with other animals from their year and not those from the next year. And that's Shitas Rabbanon, and that's what Nazir was talking about as well. Now Rav Chana comments, Zoyse Marissus also tells us, Yom Shabachar Mechusar Zman Bohen, Oilun Loi Mitach Shnasai, that a day that a Bachar, a firstborn male animal, that was Mechusar Zman, that's still counted as part of its year. Namely, the first 7 days of its life, that it's Mechusar Zman and it can't be brought as a karbon, still is counted as part of its year. As we've learned previously, a Bachar only is able to be brought within the first year of life. That's when the chiyuv is. And even though, again, the first 7 days it's not able to be brought, that's still counted as part of the year. Now Rav Mona tells us that Rabbi Yoina Abba, Rabbi Yoina my father, Shamal Amin Adah, he learned this din from the following. The pasuk tells us, Kol bachar sheyivaled bivkarcha uvitzaincha azachar taktish Hashem lekecha. Any bachar which will be born to you in your cattle and your tzayin, which is male, which you made b'kodesh tashem. Now ha-ketzad, how do we understand this? It seems to be from the pasuk that we have a chiyuv to make it kadosh and declare it kadosh, but that's really not true. The moment it's born, it's automatically kadosh. Kadosh. So what does this mean? Taktish Hashem Lekecha. The answer is Mishasli Dasai at the Mina Leishana. The pasuk's telling us that from when it's born, that's when we start counting the year from. Even though again, that first 7 days, it's Mechusar Zman. And moving on to Halacha Beis with another Mishnah. This is really a continuation of the first Mishnah discussing the Rosh Hashanahs. Be'echad Betishrei, Rosh Hashanah L'shanim. The first of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for years, as in all people and things are judged at the beginning of the year. That's Tishrei. Also Ulashmitin for Shemitah, which we know is the seventh year. We're not allowed to work the ground. It has to lie fallow. That's called Shemitah. And that begins on Rosh Hashanah. Also Ula Yavlois for Yavl, which is the 50th year of the cycle. It has the same din as Shemitah. That also begins Rosh Hashanah. Ula Netia for planting. This has to do with trees. We know the first 3 years of a tree's fruits are Arla and are Usar to eat. So Tishrei is the new year. And that means that even if a tree was planted a few months prior, let's say in the middle of the summer, once Tishrei comes, it's already considered its second year. Also, Lirak is for vegetables. We know that vegetables, Meiser, goes from when they were picked. So let's say cucumbers, for example, that were picked before Tishrei are not Meisered with those picked afterwards, because that's two different years. And Zayin and Beis on top, the Mishnah concludes with Machlaikas, Be'echad B'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon, Kedivre Be'Shamai. Be'Shamai holds that the first of Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah for trees. As we mentioned in the beginning of today, the Meiser fruit is based off of Chanata, the flowering or the emergence of it. So any fruit which its Chanata took place before the first of Shvat is not Meisered with those who took place after the first of Shvat, and again, that's according to Beis Shammai, whereas Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel says B'chamisha Asar Bay, it's the 15th, which is what we know as Tu B'Shvat. First, the Gemara asks Shani Minayin, how do we know that years, as in the classic understanding of Rosh Hashanah, how do we know that that starts on Tishrei? And the answer is because Kosev Echad number 1 pasuk says V'chag Ha'asif B'Tseis Hashanah, and the festival of gathering, that's referring to Sukkot, that's at the Tseis Hashanah, namely after the year has gone out. In other words, after the year has finished, that's when Chag Ha'asif is. And because of Acher, another pasuk says V'chag Ha'asif Tkufas Hashanah. The Chag Ha'asif is at the Tkufa of the Shana. Now the solar year is divided into four Tkufas. Another way of saying Tkufa is seasons. We know that Tishrei is the fall, Teves is winter, Nisan is spring, and Tammuz is the summer. And so how do we understand these two psukim that speak about the Chag Ha'asif? Ezeu Chodesh Shiyesh by Chag Utkufa Ve'asif. Which month is it that has a Yomtif in it and a Tkufa? It's at the beginning of a season and it's the Asif. That's when all the produce is gathered in and brought into the house. Vishana Yaitse Bai, and the year has finished with it, meaning the year just concluded a little bit prior to it. Ezezeh, which one is that? Zeh Tishrei. That's Tishrei. The year concluded right before Tishrei. El was the last month. That's when the Asif is. That's when all the produce, which was harvested during the summer and left out in the fields and rooftops to dry, is now brought inside before it starts raining. And that's when Sukkot is, and that's when the Tkufa is. And the pasuk clearly told us that it's B'Tseis Hashanah. It's right at the end of the year. So we see that Tishrei is the beginning of the year. And in Tamar, if you're going to say, says the Gemara, Teves, that is referring to Teves, the problem is, Isbe Tkufa, you have a Tkufa there, it's Tkufa's Teves, but Veles Bechag V'Asif, there's no Chag in Teves, and there's no Asif, you're not gathering produce in, bringing it into the house. And in Tamar Nisan, if you want to say referring to Nisan, well, Isbe Tkufa V'Chag, you also have a Tkufa by Nisan, and a Yomtif by Nisan, which is Pesach, but Veles Be'Asif, there's also no Asif by Nisan, you're not gathering produce into your house. And in Tamar Tammuz, if you want to say referring to Tammuz, Isbe Tkufa, you have a Tkufa's Tammuz, that's the summer, Ve'Asif, and there's also gathering in, because in Tkufas Tammuz, some produce is gathered in, but Veles Bechag, you don't have a Yontif by Tammuz, and therefore, Ve'ezezeh, which one is it referring to? Zeh Tishrei, it's talking about Tishrei. Now, Amun Chavraya, Kumi Rabbi Yaina, the Chamim, the Talmid, the Beis Medrash, asked Rabbi Yaina, V'yehei Tammuz, why not say that it's Tammuz? In other words, the Pasuk is telling us when Sukkot is supposed to be, so if you're telling me that Tammuz is the only month that actually has Tkufa and Asif, the only problem is it doesn't have Chag, well, maybe that's what the Pasuk is saying. Maybe the Pasuk's telling us that Sukkot is in Tammuz. So Amrulayin, he told them, that can't be. Ksiv, the Pasuk tells us beferish about Sukkot, b'chodesh hashvi'i, in the seventh month, v'atun amr hachin, you're saying this, Tammuz is not the seventh month. So Amrulayin, they told him, v'hei Tammuz, maybe the seventh month is actually called Tammuz. How do you know that it's not? So Amrulayin, he told them, v'kan v'helech ha'shmais ha'chadash ha'matem rav malai, from here on, you're arguing with me regarding the names of the months. We know what the names of the months are. No one argues about that. Rav Chanina says, Shmois Chadashim al biyadim Bavel, the names of the months that we have, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, so on and so forth, they came up from Bavel with everyone, meaning when Ezra came with the Yidden to Eretz Yisrael after Galus Bavel to begin rebuilding the second Beis HaMikdash, it's already from then that we have the names of the months as we have them nowadays. And so no one's getting into an argument. You can't tell me that the seventh month is Tammuz. Now, where do we see this? Barishaina, originally, meaning before Galus Bavel, while we still had the first Beis HaMikdash, we had different names. B'Yarech HaEsanim, Tishrei was called Yarech HaEsanim. Why so? Shabai Naldu Avais, that's when the Avais HaKadoshim were born. And and they're called Eson, strong or powerful. And also Mesu Avos, the Avos died in that month, and Nifgadu Imahos, the Imahos, which were barren, they were remembered in this month. That's Tishrei. They were remembered and redeemed on Rosh Hashanah. We have Psukim using the words Yarech HaYisanim, and it's only afterwards that we changed to Tishrei. Also, Barishayna, before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, B'Yarech Bul, Cheshvan was called the month of Bull. Why so? Shabai Ha'ala Noivel, because in that month it starts getting cold and the leaves wither. Bull is like Noivel, and Va'aretz Asuya Bailais Bailais, the ground becomes Bailais Bailais, which are understood as Bairais Bairais, as in pits, lots of holes and pits, because of all the rain during Mount Cheshvan. And also Shabai Bailin Lebehem Techabayas, it's in this month that we mix food for an animal inside the house. Since it's cold, the animals are brought inside, and so we're mixing food. Bailim, that's how we make their food for them inside the house. That's why it's called Chaydish Bol. And only afterwards, when they came from Babel, they start calling it Cheshvan. Another example, Barishayna Biyarech Ziv, in the month of Ziv, which is Adar, Shabai Ziv Shal Olam, that's the shine or the radiance of the world. Why so? Because at Smachim Nikarim, the plants are recognizable, Vayilanus Nikarim, and you could see the trees blossoming with their fruit. Bamikan Vehelech, from then on, it says, Vahibu Chaydish Nisan, Shnas Esrim, Vahibu Chaydish Kislev, Shnas Esrim, Bechaydish Hasiri, Hu Chaydish Teves. And so we see multiple psukim that after they came up from Babel, already they changed the names of the months from being called Yarech Sanim, Bull, and Ziv to Nisan, Kislev, and Teves. And so this is something that we're not even going to have an argument about, he told them. Now we just have a similar idea. Rav Shimon Lakshamer, he tells us, Ashmais Hamalachim, all we other Babel. Also, the names of different angels were brought up with them from Babel. Barishan, originally, it says in Pasuk Navi, Vaya'af Eli, Echon Minhas Srafim, that one of the Srafim flew to me. Another Pasuk tells us, Srafim Oimdim Ma'aloi. So these Malachim don't have names, they're just called Srafim. But Mikan Vehelech, from then on, what does the Pasuk tell us? Vahish Gavriel. And another Pasuk tells us, Ki'im Michael Sarchem. So here we have the names of the Malachim, Gavriel and Michael. Now to the next stage of Mishnah, where we said, L'shmiten, that Shmita is also determined from Tishrei. The question is, Minayin, how do we know this? Answer is, the Pasuk says, M'keitz Sheva Shanim Ta'asa Shmita, at the end of 7 years, you shall make Shmita. So we see the Shmita is compared to regular year, Ma Shanim Mitishrei, Av Shmitim Mitishrei. Just a year start from Tishrei, as we just spoke about beforehand, so too Shmita starts from Tishrei. And L'yoivlois, what about Yoivl? Minayin, how do we know this? Pasuk tells us, Safarta L'cha Sheva Shabasais Shanim, Sheva Shanim, Sheva Pa'amim. And this is discussing Yoivl, and once again, we're comparing it to years. Ma Shanim U'Shmitim Mitishrei, Av Yoivlois Mitishrei, just like years, and Shmita are counted from Tishrei, so to Yovel starts in Tishrei. Now Hasev, when they ask the following question, Vaksev, we have a pasuk regarding Yovel. It says, Vavarta shofar trua b'chodesh hashvi'i v'gomer, you shall blow the shofar in the 7th month on the 10th of the month. And we know that shofar blowing usually takes place Rosh Hashanah, which is the beginning of the year. So it seems to be that Yovel, which again is what this pasuk is referring to, actually starts on Yom Kippur, which is the 10th of the 7th month. It doesn't start at the beginning of Tishrei. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisa, Trehoin, both of them said, B'shem Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, the way that we know that Yovel starts on the 1st of Tishrei, right at the beginning, is Kideshu Kol Chodesh Hashanah Shavin, so that all the months of the year could be the same. We don't want to have 1 month to be split into 2 years. If you're going to tell me that the Yovel year starts on Yom Kippur, the 10th of Tishrei, that means that Tishrei of the Yovel year, the first part of it is actually considered the year before, and the second part of the month is considered the next year, the Yovel year, and we don't want that to be split up, and therefore it has to be that Yovel starts at the 1st of Tishrei. However, say when they ask, but Tanina, on our Mishnah itself told us, according to Beis Shammai, the 1st of Shvat is Rosh Hashanah for Ilanos, whereas Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel says, B'chamisha Asar Bay, on the 15th of it, on Tu B'Shvat, is Rosh Hashanah Ilanos. And what do you see from here? Chasam Ralph on the top, Harei Ein Kol Chodesh Hashanah Shavin, B'chaydish Echa Nechlek L'Shtei Shanim, that all the months of the year are not equal, and actually there's 1 month which is split into 2 years. According to Beis Hillel, the first half of Shvat is considered the previous year, and the second half of Shvat is considered the next year. And so how can you tell me we don't want to have a year split into two? And this is a good question, which is not answered. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.